Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. State Senator Alex Padilla of Los Angeles introduced an urgency bill to the legislature today to postpone the dissolution date for redevelopment agencies across the state. The bill has garnered bipartisan support, but Padilla said in a press release this afternoon that many lawmakers remain noncommittal to the idea. Padilla's bill would move back the date of dissolution from February 1st until April 15th, so that cities and the state could work out a way to ensure that construction projects and other programs either already started or scheduled to begin will not be interrupted. Arcata, Eureka, and Fortuna are all scheduled to dissolve their agencies on the 1st, and all three cities are making plans on how to manage the obligations their respective agencies have committed to. The Environmental Protection Information Center in Arcata announced this week that a rare species of carnivore only found in coastal old-growth forest in Northern California and Southern Oregon, the Humboldt marten, will be reviewed for protection under the Endangered Species Act. The marten, described as a cat-sized animal related to minks and otters, is nearly extinct, and it's estimated that less than 100 of the animals remain due to the loss of habitat. Once believed to be extinct, the Humboldt marten was rediscovered in 1996 in the Six Rivers National Forest. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will now conduct a year-long survey to determine if the species will be designated as endangered. Pacific Gas and Electric sent out a reminder today that it's still not too late for customers to get a discount on their monthly gas bill for using less gas this winter. The annual Winter Gas Savings Program gives residents and businesses an automatic discount when they cut back on the amount of gas used during the cold winter months. Customers with a smart meter can check their uses on a daily basis, and those who can conserve up to 10% of use get credit on their February and March bills. The in-house laboratory at Humboldt State University's Student Health and Wellness Center has received national recognition for quality patient testing and overall laboratory practices. The Commission on Office Laboratory Accreditation in Columbia, Maryland, an independent nonprofit accreditor directed by physicians, has honored the center with a Laboratory Excellence Award for ensuring accurate and reliable test results. The commission was founded in 1988 and accredits almost 8,000 medical laboratories nationwide, enabling them to meet federal regulatory standards. The center is an accredited outpatient facility that provides basic medical services to enrolled students at no charge. In addition to primary and urgent care, the center provides health education, counseling service, and liaison with other North Coast medical institutions. Today has been designated National Amber Alert Awareness Day. Since the program's inception, the Amber Alert system has helped find and safely recover more than 500 children nationwide. The system is named after a Texas girl, Amber Hagerman, who was abducted and murdered 16 years ago. The system is activated when law enforcement believes a child has been abducted and is in danger. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Caltrans continues its work on the Mad River Bridge, and it's expected that the work will be completed in the coming months. Both the northbound and southbound bridges are nearly completed, and because we've had unseasonably dry weather so far this winter, work has moved along at a steady pace, according to Caltrans Public Information Officer Scott Berger. The $40 million project will replace both spans of the bridge with wider lanes as well as bike lanes. Frigatrisca decaphobia. Now, I'm not speaking in tongues, but for some 17 to 20 million Americans, it's a term that leads to fear of Friday the 13th. Researchers believe the fear of Friday the 13th is a combination of two phobias, fear of the number 13 and superstitions about the day of the week Friday, named for the Norse god Freya. Friday has long been considered an unlucky day. Mariners refuse to sail on a Friday if they could avoid it, and many other professions believe Friday was the wrong day to start a new project. there is a religious connotation as well. Friday was the day of Christ's crucifixion, and references to Black Friday stretch well back into the 1800s to describe all manner of terrible things taking place, from stock market crashes to natural disasters. 2012 is going to be a long year for those with the phobia, however, because the year contains three Friday the 13ths. Today, one in April and one in July. Oddly enough, all of them fall exactly 13 weeks from each other. And that's your KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire. Have a good weekend.